Let us pray for the reading of Scripture. Father, what a gift it is to be your children. You gave us your word as a gift. Help us to appreciate it, to love it, to apply it, to walk in it. And now as we open up our hearts to it, we pray, Holy Spirit, that your word will do what it was meant to do, what you sent it to do, Father. Let it happen in our hearts and minds. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 44. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It'll be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It'll be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, when even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? And Jesus answered, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jim. And it's okay. It's okay. Done. So, of all the news, as Susan reminded us, and as we all know, of all the news we are hearing daily, there are some alarming ones. There are some sad ones. There are some that make us pray. All the news that we hear. And we like to hear them because we like to be in touch with what is happening. But of all the news that we hear, the most important one is this one. The King is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. That's the most important one. And we need to hear that ourselves because we forget and we think this world is our home. But we also need to be aware of this so that we can pass it on to other people. The King is coming. The King is coming. Of all the natural disasters and the killing of leaders and the rumors of war that we hear, we should be able to instantly tie those with, ah, yeah, that's because the King is coming. Oh, yeah, that's another sign that the King is coming. Instead of getting all worked up about it, and instead of worrying and thinking, oh, no, what's going to happen to us? Why? We know that we are in good hands, and it's not Allstate. We're in good hands. We're in the hands of the King. We're in the hands of the King of Kings who is coming. Everyone here at least, and hopefully in every other church, knows that our time on this earth is temporary. We all know that we're just passing by. And we all know that our true citizenship, or at least we should know, is not Americans. It's heaven. We are citizens of heaven. Our citizenship, our true citizenship, is in heaven. Our real home is in heaven. And everything in this world will pass. Everything. And God wants us to live with this on our mind. God wants us to hear the news in the context of this truth that the King is coming. Even personal news, even bad news, as Susan was saying, yes, I do believe that we're doing the right thing. I do believe because I meet with other pastors, and those pastors that I meet with are also very in the minority, I should say. And they see how other pastors do not follow the preaching of the word as they should. Very few are doing that today because they think that they can live here as they please, or at least halfway there and halfway according to how they want to live. So God wants us, pastors, and every child of God to live with this in mind. The King is coming. Our time on earth is short. But God also wants us to know what to do until we come to an end, or until the end comes and we continue to live here until He comes back. He gives us instructions. He wants us to know what to do in the waiting period. We're in the waiting period where we know that the big celebration is called the wedding of the Lamb. God wants us to know how to live while we wait for our heavenly home and our King to come and take us there. We wait for our heavenly home, and we wait for the rewards. Listen up. You have rewards according to what you have done, and they're different. This has nothing to do with being saved, except only the saved ones will be there in the ceremony where the rewards will be given. Those rewards are tied with the way we've served God, how much we've given. Have we hung on to money? Have we hung on to our time and said, no, I don't need to be doing that. All the service that we've given, money that we've given, generosity, kind words, how we've served, all those rewards are tied to that day when Jesus will come back. So there's a judgment of the saved and the unsaved, and then there's a ceremony of rewards. The Bible talks about that over and over. Each will be rewarded according to what they have done. And the Bible even mentions, and I've mentioned it again and again, that even a cup of water that you give to someone will not go without a reward. Verses 35 and 36 then says this, therefore, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, therefore, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet. Therefore, be ready. Be ready. God, that's what God wants us to do in the meantime. Be ready. Don't be distracted. Don't be sleeping. Don't be wooed by the deception of this world. Be ready and keep your lamps burning. Again, the word burning has to do with fire, right? With oil. The burning of our love for God should be bright from beginning to end. But how exactly are we to be dressed? And what does that really mean? Ready, dressed. Well, other parts of Scripture gives us a little bit of insight, and we happened to be talking about this, which they didn't know I had in my sermon on Wednesday night, Bible study. Romans 13:14 gives us a little insight on what God means by be dressed, be ready. Romans 13:14 says, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Let me read it again. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Wow. Clothe yourselves. Put on Jesus. Put on Jesus. There's tendency to gossip. Put on Jesus. Tendency to be rude. Put on Jesus. Tendency to think bad about somebody, put on Jesus. Tendency to do what you are not to do, put on Jesus. That's the answer. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. So when God says, and when Jesus speaks about being ready, Romans 13:14 tells us, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not gratify. Do not think about how to gratify the desires of your flesh. So we must be dressed to love, to give, and to serve. Easy enough. What else are we going to use? What better way to use our time, our money, our virtues, our talents, than to give it to God, to contribute to the kingdom of God, to make the kingdom, to enhance the kingdom, to make the kingdom blossom. Think about it. What better way to do it? How do we do that? We keep our lamps burning, as Bob reminded us. We stay in the Word of God. We stay open and pliable. We say, Lord, I surrender to you each day in the morning. I surrender to you today, come what may. Let your will be done in my life, come what may. So the encouragement is to actively be serving, keep our lamps burning, keep the fire of your love for God burning. When? Every day, in the midst of the bad news, in the midst of the horrible things we're hearing overseas, the wars and rumors of wars, the injustices that are happening, keep the love of God burning. Stay in the Word. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of your faith. Why do we have to do this? Verse 36, so that when he comes and knocks, you can immediately open the door for him, because you will be ready. Because you will be ready. So we keep our lamps burning. If our lamps only burn for long enough until he comes, as the parable of the virgins show us, if they have enough oil. The wise virgins had enough oil. The foolish virgins, they just took it. Okay, here's a lamp. That's all I need. The wise virgins thought, no, I need more. They wanted more. Do you want more of God? Or is what you have from God enough? I think that's a good question. The wise virgins were like, yeah, we have oil here, but you know what? We want more. And the foolish virgins said, yeah, that's enough. Are you saying, yeah, that's enough of God that I have? That's all. I don't need to be exaggerated. But just remember what I've been saying. What is normal for the world is not normal for the kingdom. And what is normal for the kingdom is not normal for the world. The world would say this is extreme. The world would say that's not normal. That's just crazy. Jesus freaks is what you guys are. But we look at what Jesus and the Word of God tells us is normal. That's what we live by. So our lamps stay burning if they have enough oil. We want more. I want more of God. That's why I go to these retreats. I could say, I got enough. I got a degree in theology. I know Greek and Hebrew. That should be enough for you guys to get some preaching. I have to meet with God. I have to recharge. I want more of God. Do you want more of God? The wise virgins wanted more oil. The foolish virgins thought that was enough. What's in the lamp is good enough. That's the difference. Oil represents the Holy Spirit, hunger, communion, intimacy with God. Thus, we keep our lamps burning by staying connected to the Spirit of God, walking in step with the Spirit, and continually seeking God's face and not just His hand. His hand is what gives. His face is what we want. Intimacy with God. And verse 37 tells us that what the rewards are if we do that. Listen to this. This is amazing. I talked about rewards at the beginning of the sermon. But listen to verse 37. Verse 37 tells us what the rewards are if we do that. It will be good for those servants that do that, basically, is what it's saying, whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he, who's he? Jesus, God. He will dress himself to serve. He will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on you. What? Doesn't that blow your mind? That Jesus will say, okay, now you sit down, you relax, I'm going to serve you. And you can't say, oh, no, Lord, no, because that's an insult. He will dress himself to serve. He will make them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. You mean to tell me that if we do what God tells us to do, if we stay ready, we keep our lamps burning, we're not only going to go to the presence of God into our heavenly home, but if we stay dressed for service and keep our lamps burning, God will dress himself to serve us? That's what this passage says. God will serve you. It will be a feast like no other. And then verse 38 encourages us, therefore, to persevere. It will be good, the same verse says, for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night. You know, what's the middle of the night? It's dark. It seems dark outside in our world today, doesn't it? It seems that we are living some of the darkest times in history. But it says here, it will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. I think it's going to be in the middle of the night. I think it's going to be when we feel like it couldn't get any worse. And that's when Jesus will come back. But all this information, also comes with a warning, and I have to give it to you. Verses 39 and 40. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you don't expect him. So God is saying this to us, you need to stay alert. Don't get distracted. For in the same way that a thief comes in the night without any warning, I'm warning you, I'm going to come when you least expect me. That's the warning. I'm coming when you least expect me. That's how Jesus' second coming will be. So we must be ready, he says, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when we don't expect him. So here's the other part of the warning. After Jesus was done saying all this, Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? There's Peter. Is that for me too? And Jesus' answer is recorded in verses 42 and 44. Who then, he says, is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all possessions. So yes, Jesus is saying yes, that is for you, that is for everyone. And so the warning comes with, do not fall asleep. Make sure you have enough oil in your lamp, no matter how dark the hour, today's hour is. We are being made ready for great things. Because the verse ends with, truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Listen, God has plans for us in heaven. As soon as we graduate through death, we graduate for this, or when he comes. He has plans for us to continue to serve him in heaven, to put us in charge of possessions, because there will be things to do. Let us be found ready, dressed for service. Let us pray. Father, once again in this passage, you remind us to be ready. You say, I tell you this, you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you don't expect him. Help us to do that. Help us to keep our lamps burning. Help us to gather extra oil, to have more of that time with you, to be hungry for you, to desire more of you, and to seek you even more, so that we are found dressed and ready to receive you, to honor you, and to celebrate you as you should be celebrated. These things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.